We'll just do the pre-recorded intro. Yeah.
Yeah. I always do the bonuses, bro.
Yeah, and I just made up something that I can play like this.
This is the We Are T1D podcast, the realest type 1 diabetes podcast online. And this podcast is hosted by myself, Mike, and my good type 1 diabetic friend, Jack.
We are just two ordinary blokes from London living with type 1 diabetes.
Everything we say is to be taken as guidance. Please, please, please do not take it as medical advice.
Now, people, again and again, we are not doctors.
Nah, we just want to raise more awareness for this chronic condition and to make sure no type 1 diabetic ever, ever feels alone.
Just keep on rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, go on. Fucking Limp Bizkit, bro. I like it.
Oh, don't mention biscuits to you. Fucking
Soggy Bourbon.
Fucking what? We're in a struggle. Let's talk about it. So, Jack, what is your win this week, mate?
My win is I had a fantastic birthday.
Wait, that's a win.
Thank you very much. And I did not stop eating shit.
Yay! Jack eats shit.
Yeah.
We've got a random fact about that later, actually.
What shit?
Yeah.
And now, yeah, I had a really good day. My wife went above and beyond like she always does, even though I tell her not to every year.
Do you call her Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah. That nearly went over my head, but I caught it. Yeah, she is. She's fantastic. So big shout outs to my missus.
Zoe.
Yeah, you get your own clap, babe. Thank you. Honestly, you've done brilliantly. Yeah, but that takes me into my struggle.
Oh.
My struggle is loads of shit food.
Why is that a struggle?
Because it fucked my levels right up, bruv.
Oh.
Like, I don't think I got one thing right.
Oh.
I done a split bolus one night and fell asleep before I split it. So you can imagine what happened there.
That's nearly a weekly occurrence, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I've done that quite a few times, bro. I'm trying to think what I ate. Oh, Friday night we had a Chinese. Saturday night I actually cooked, but I'm trying to think what I made now. Oh, we got this Marks and Spencer's. Very, very posh, darling.
Ooh, yes.
Got a chicken parmigiana.
Oh, parmigiana. Hmm.
It was utterly divine, I tell you.
Totally ravishing, was it, sir?
Oh, it was fucking delicious.
It was exquisite.
And we got that, and then we had that with some Dauphinoise potatoes.
I don't know if that was trying to be posh or cockney or...
No, I don't know what it was.
Dauphinoise, innit?
Dauphinoise, mate.
Got some Dauphinoise potatoes, innit?
Bit of Dauphinoise.
Bit of doof.
Dauphinoise. Them ones, the creamy ones. Yeah, that's some dope.
I like them
Dauphinoise potatoes. Yeah, they were so nice, bruv. And then for pudding, I had a sticky toffee pudding with some ice cream, and it was a big... Big portion.
You know a pudding's good when it's called a pudding.
Oh, bro. It's actually the first time I've had a proper, like, hot, sticky toffee pudding since I've been diagnosed. So it's been about probably a year and a half now, minimum.
So that's technically a win, Jack.
Oh, bro, it was... No, because it went completely fucking wrong, bro. It's not a win at all. It was a win, yeah. It was fucking fantastic, but I felt like shit the next day.
So it's a wuggle.
Yeah, well, that the Dauphinoise night was the night I fell asleep before I'd done the second part of the split.
Ah.
So I woke up at like 3 a.m. and I think I was like 17, 18 or something like that. It weren't good.
Nah,
I felt like I'd slept in a fucking desert.
Gandhi's flip-flop in your mouth.
Yeah, proper sore throat, man. Like reaching, like getting the water, like, oh my God.
Is it real?
It is, bro. It's honestly like you've fucking been stranded. It's like you cast away for 2 weeks.
I'm thinking of in between us. Oh. What'd you say? I said, what time is it? No, you didn't. You said it.
Sitting on the edge of the car, like, am I dead?
Oh, that might be my new high alarm.
Oh, bum.
I'm going high, so it goes, a wobba bob bob.
You bloody diabetics are all the same, you fucking wussies. Diabetics love a drama.
We don't.
No, it was the same. It was the win. It was a fucking fantastic weekend. But yeah, I did struggle with my diabetes. But
you went bowling, didn't you, though?
Yeah, I went bowling.
How did that go?
I was quite hypo.
What's your score?
104, I bowled, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah, go on. What?
Nothing. We still need to have a game.
I know we do. We really do. That's the next thing we do when we meet. I don't care. I'm booking it at some point. We need to liaise together, find out when we've both got a free slot in our diaries and we're going bowling.
Sweet.
I'll book it. So that's it. It's set in stone then. We can't swerve it.
And if you use hypo as an excuse, I'll just do an injection.
No, yeah, that's fine, bro. That's fine. It's not even an excuse. I was just letting you know. But I was bowling with 4 young children. So it was quite like...
Oh, so you had the sides up too.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I'm not talking now.
Playing ping pong down a bowling alley. Bing, bing, bing. Oh, I hit some.
You've upset me.
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I know you wanted the fences up on the bowling alley.
Exactly. No, it was good fun.
No, I tell you what, bowling is always good.
Yeah, it is wicked. But I think that my sense has been playing haywire since Saturday, and I think my nephew done it because he jumped on my arm and it fucking hurt.
Maybe it is that, actually.
So I think possibly he might have dislodged something.
Don't you remember mine? It kind of went out and went back in.
Oh, yeah. I was just standing there. I've got it on my left arm. So I was standing there like he's standing on my left side, standing on the bench. So he's at the same height as me. I'm watching. I can't remember who was bowling. Probably one of the kids. And all of a sudden, I just felt this child just jump on my arm. I was just like, no, get off, sensor. And he looked at me and went, I'm sorry. Oh. I was just like, no, it's fine. I was like, you didn't know it was there. He's like, where is it? So I showed him, and then that was it. He's poking it for the rest of the day. So yeah, I think that might have something to do with why it's playing up at the moment.
I think you just answered your own question that you've been stressing about for the past week, Jack.
I ain't been stressing. I've not really been stressing. It's been annoying because I feel like I keep having to finger prick just to reassure myself.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't have my sensor on Friday. It felt so good.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah.
But even now, like, literally, I finger pricked before we started recording, and that was my BM was saying it, I was 9.3 or 9.4, I think. I can't remember exactly. And my sensor is currently telling me I'm 4.9.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah. It's not far off.
Nah.
It's like a whole 2 units worth, nearly.
Yeah. Who's counting?
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I think after this recording, he's coming off.
Get him out of here.
What's your win?
Oh, am I allowed to talk about myself now?
Yeah, I'm sorry, bruv. I just went in. Sorry, bruv.
My win, I got my new phone that I've been debating for 2 months.
What did you get?
I got a S22 Plus. No, ooh. I didn't. I got the S24 Plus.
I was going to say 22 Plus. You went back, like, back, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the one I had originally.
What's it like?
I got the same phone. It's very good, actually. It's got some weird AI shit on it. I don't know how to use it.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll just let the robots do its own job.
Yeah. Was it aggro trying to set everything back up, like your sensor and that?
No, it wasn't actually.
Well, that's good.
because it transfers everything over. The only thing you lose is your data.
Mm.
So don't you remember I sent you my time in range for the week?
Yeah, and it was 100%.
Isn't it? That didn't last long.
Nah.
But it's a great phone. Transferring everything over was fine. Just needed to sign back into my accounts. My watch, they actually logged the info for the watch for my Libra link up. So that was already connected. So that was good.
Oh, touch.
So yeah, it worked out really all right.
No, that's good.
And I got a massive reset on my Libra. So hopefully it's good.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just pouring myself a pot of tea, mate.
Mate, you sound like you're having a piss.
Do I?
Yeah.
Little tinkle.
A little tinkle.
My wife bought me a teapot for my birthday.
Oh, you do love a tea.
Oh, I love a tea. Do you know, I was going to start waffling then, but it's your speech now. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's a lovely teapot.
A lovely teapot.
Shalom.
What's your struggle been this week then, mate?
Mine has been Chinese, actually. It's not really my struggle. I've got two struggles. It's falling asleep and it's Chinese.
Mm.
Because I've done 18 units for a Chinese. I have a big, massive Chinese. And I still went high.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I'm eating too much.
Mm.
So it's usually 16 for a takeaway, but I had a little extra. So I thought, all right, I'll do 18. Still weren't enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Chicken balls, beef and black bean, chicken chow mein, rice, satay skewers.
Ooh.
Maybe a prawn quacker.
I like them.
Mm. I love them.
That's usually my downfall when I get a Chinese, because I tend to don't stop eating the prawn crackers, and I always dip them in the satay sauce that comes with the skewers.
Yeah.
And that sauce always fucks me up.
It's peanuts, mate.
Yeah. Well, I can eat peanuts all day and they're sweet. They never fuck me up.
Do you know what? A peanut ain't actually a peanut. It ain't a nut.
It was a fruit.
It's the same as a pea and a stuff. It's called a lingam. Whatever they're called. A lingam. Can't think of the word. A legum. Lagoon.
A leg up.
A leg down, mate. Oh, something like that anyway.
Random facts. Woo! Yeah!
Right, as I'm doing random facts anyway, let's get into it. We're going to do it before averages this week, yeah, Jack?
Yeah, I'm cool, mate.
Right, did you know koalas feed their newborns poo?
I'm so glad I'm not a koala.
Yeah, imagine eating shit for breakfast.
Isn't it?
And now I'm thinking of Happy Gilmore. You eat shit for breakfast? After baby koalas are born, their parents feed them poo. This helps them digest eucalyptus leaves as they grow.
Mm.
There you go. If anyone wants to eat some leaves, shit on them.
Isn't it? So all you vegans out there, have some shit and it'll help you.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't want to offend anyone.
I think they offend their own food if they shit on it. Another random fact, let's go. 152 people in the United States are named LOL. That's LOL.
Okay.
Laugh out loud or lots of love. What it means, we may never know. But 152 people have LOL as their legit birth name.
Wow. It's definitely not a laughing matter.
Nah. Do you reckon it was an ugly kid and they're like, LOL? Oh, it's got to be, innit? There's no other reason to call you kid LOL.
Oh, mate, that tickled me more than it should.
Goochie, goochie.
Goochie, goochie, go.
Yo, what is your average, bruv?
All right, well, my average this week is a lot lower than it should be because thanks to Mr. Sensor.
Oh, Mr. Centaur. Yeah.
No, it's still in a good 6.7.
That's good, Jack.
Yeah, it's good, but it's false. It's not my actual average.
Well, my average is 7.6.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, still in the 7 bracket.
I like that one. Consistency.
Yes, until next week.
Well, what's next week?
I don't know. It's coming back in the 8s. I've got a feeling.
Nah, don't be positive, man.
Don't be positive. Did you say don't be positive?
No, man, be positive.
Don't be
glass
positive.
Glass is half full. Yeah, well, mine's lower than it should be. Well, not than it should be. Mine's lower than it usually is because my sensor keeps throwing up false lows.
Yeah, and mine is just 7.6 because it is.
Yeah, fair play. What have you been doing? Eating good? I know your struggle was a fucking Chinese, so you ain't been eating that good.
No. I've been eating normal. Bacon sandwiches for breakfast.
Nice.
Usually skipping lunch if I eat breakfast, or skipping breakfast if I'm eating lunch.
Really?
Yeah, I only eat 2 meals a day.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing that. Why am I doing that?
Eat 3 meals a day and cut the snacks out.
I like my snacks.
Oh, no, so do I.
What did I have the other day? I had them, you know, them Max crisps, the Walker's Max.
Yes.
I got a big giant bag of the paprika ones.
Oh,
they're so nice. I did go high, but they're so nice.
Did you eat the whole lot? I was going to say, did you eat the whole pack?
Yeah. And then I also got some Texan barbecue ones and I ate the whole lot.
Oh, are they good?
Yeah, they are quite good, actually.
I've got a pack of them in a cupboard, bro. I ain't touched them yet.
They taste like the Pringles.
Oh.
But maybe better.
Oh.
I
had an argument with myself yesterday.
Who won?
About me, funny enough. No, I've been umming and ahhing about going back onto like meal preps and like the food prep companies that send you the meals or the ingredients and stuff that you do yourself.
Yeah.
I was just looking, like, this one was like 60, 70 odd quid a week. This was like 50 odd quid a week. This other one was like it might be 40 quid a week, but then you've actually still got to cook everything yourself. I can't be bothered.
Jack, when I do meal prep, I pay for my chicken, about a fiver. I pay for the rice. Yeah. What's that? I get 2 packets of that. So that's about 2 quid. Mm-hmm. So that's £7. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get a bag of frozen veg.
Yep.
So that is probably another quid.
Yeah.
So £8 a week, a meal prep will cost me for 4 days.
Yeah. Well, this is the argument I was having with myself, because the whole idea is when I come home from work, lately, obviously I've been working a lot later because the work's been busier.
Yeah.
So by the time I come home, do whatever I've got to do once I'm indoors, fucking feed the cat, do the wash, tidy up a little bit, whatever, run a bath, have a bath, make dinner. By the time I'm eating, it's like 8 o'clock at night, 8, 9 o'clock at night sometimes, and it's just long, bruv. So yeah, I wanted something that I could just come home when I finish work at like, say, 5:30, 6 o'clock. I could just put it in the microwave or the oven, warm it up, there you go, job done.
Yeah, easy. It's a lot easier.
And it's going to save me so much time, but I don't want to be eating shitty ready meals. This is why I was looking into like, the companies that do it with like proper fruit, like chefs.
But it's not a ready meal if you made it yourself.
No.
Well, it's ready for you, but you know it's not processed.
Yeah, and you know exactly what's gone into it. So, yeah, I spent the best part of probably 2.5 hours yesterday. I went shopping, done like a load, like got a load of fresh veg, fresh meat, loads of other crap. Come home, cooked it all up. So now I have in the fridge 4 portions of ham, egg, pasta salad for lunches.
Nice.
And then I've got 4 portions of peri peri chicken strips, like breast strips.
Mm.
Peppers, onions, broccoli, and some rice.
Nice.
So I can come in.
Oh, you're having rice?
Yeah. Well, I eat fucking pasta all the time. What's the difference?
Well, this was the argument we had probably last year now.
Yeah, I know.
Rice fucked you up. Pasta don't.
Yeah, well, the only way I'm going to fucking learn how to deal with it is to deal with it, and I want to eat rice. So fuck you, diabetes. I'm doing it.
Yeah, you take that, diabetes.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, what are we smoking?
Rice, I think.
Oh, no, you can keep that.
Jack, Jack, Jack got your back. Jack got your back with Jack's discoveries.
Right, my discovery this week is making your own bread is fucking stressful.
I haven't tried, so I can't agree or disagree.
I've been talking about my meal preps and this and that. I had this big thing the other week that I'm not going to eat shit no more. So I'm trying to think of stuff that I can do myself rather than go and buy. I thought, yeah, fuck it. Well, I'm going to try making my own bread. How hard can it be? Seriously, how hard can it be? And the answer is to that, fucking hard.
But how did your bread turn out?
Well, I ain't tried it yet. It's actually cooling down on the side. But it's a very small loaf. So I don't think I've...
That means it's less carbs.
Yeah. But it's like small... Bro, if I took a picture of it, you can't be making sandwiches with it. It's like...
what is it? Like breadsticks?
It's like a baguette, bro.
You made a baguette. And don't worry, guys, we will not be putting bread into our recipe book.
Oh, we might do if I get on point by then. But for the first go, it fucking smells lovely.
Oh, Jack, do you know what to do? Have a soup.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
because I've got loads of veg in the fridge as well. I might add, this is my I don't want to keep buying shitty foods that I haven't bought myself or made myself. I want to do my own shit, so I might actually make my own soup.
Nice.
Mm.
Homemade soup is the best soup. I don't give a crap what anyone says.
Oh, it's so fucking easy as well. Like, it's, you know what? It's things like that I think, why don't I do this more often? Because it's so nutritional. It is filling. It's a good, healthy meal. You know exactly what's gone into it, and it's fucking so easy.
Yeah, and it gives you something to do as well.
Carbs and vegetables, boil them, blend it. There you go.
That's our recipe book done.
add a little pinch of salt and pepper in there. There you go. Job done.
Yeah, pinky in the air.
And I can show you how to bake my wholemeal bread / baguette loaves.
This is Jack Fingers. Jack Finger Loaves.
I'm starting my own bakery. Yeah.
I want to know if that's a thing. It'd be a hot dog, wouldn't it? Finger loaf.
That's a finger roll.
Yeah.
I might just start baking miniature loaves of bread. But it could be a new niche.
Niche.
I don't know how I'm going to work out the carbs on it either.
From the flour, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've worked out the carbs from the raw ingredients. So now the way I was trying to work it out in my head earlier is now I've got the carbs that the ingredients have gone into. I'm now going to weigh the whole loaf of bread. Theoretically, that whole loaf of bread, whatever that weighs, should be however many carbs that is. So then when I cut a slice, I can divide that carbs by however much the slice weighs.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's the only way I'm going to work it out. Trial and error.
The bread's going to fuck you up anyway, so it makes no difference.
Of course it is, but it's wholemeal, and I've made it myself. It's literally five ingredients.
You tell me anyone else that has had a Jack Finger Loaf.
Fucking no one.
No one.
No one. One of a kind. I am going to actually auction this. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to auction it.
It won't make a sale. It'll go stale.
Yeah, at least you could use it as a doorstop.
That's a good point. Or you could use it to press the fire alarm. Like Martin's big carrot.
Oh, where's the big carrot?
Where's my big carrot? Where's my finger loaf?
No, I actually, do you know what? I can't wait to have a go and see what it's like. Because, it looks nice. And it smelled fucking banging when it was in the oven.
Right, but, Jack, do you know what to do?
What?
I want to see you record a video and put it on Instagram.
Of what?
You trying it.
Me trying me bread?
Yeah.
All right.
Then you get a live reaction of the taste.
All right, yeah, cool.
Don't be acting like it's really good if it's bad, though.
No, I can't act for shit. You should know that.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
My face says it all. Yeah, that's actually a good point. I had it in my head. I'm going to film this for my TikTok. I'm going to film this so I can making my own bread. It's good content, me cooking stuff. And yeah, it's wicked.
Yeah.
I got three quarters of the way through doing it and I just went, didn't do it, did I?
Oh, you silly sausage.
Yeah. But to be honest, looking at the microscopic end product, I'm quite glad I didn't film it.
No, to be fair, that's part of the process, isn't it? Because one's perfect straight away. It's a bit like diabetes. No one's great straight away.
No, of course not.
It takes learning.
I fucking weren't. I still ain't.
How have I turned this into a fucking metaphor? I don't know, but...
That's great. It's a good way to end, Mike. We are a diabetes podcast.
Diabetes is like a finger loaf. It'll fuck you up later if you don't look after
yourself. Yes, yes. That's... Do you know what? You get a round of applause for that. And that is where we end it, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us this week. We hope you've enjoyed this one. Keep sharing. We will be back again, same time, same place.
Guys, I'm sorry, but we're not doing the Wednesday episode at the moment anymore. Life has got a bit busy, and to edit 2 episodes a week is a bit long. So... We'll only be doing Sunday episodes from now on.
Yes.
But we still care so much about your wins and struggles. So make sure you're submitting your wins on our Instagram stories when we put them up. Please follow @WeAreT1D, which is the official podcast page. And follow me @T1D_Mike for all my day-to-day stuff. And if you want to follow Jack, it's...
T1D_Jack.
Obviously, we've been messing around with the episodes and the structure, so we're sorry about that, but...
We're just winging it, like our diabetes.
Exactly. Winging it like a penguin that thinks it can fly.
Penguins can fly.
What?
Yeah, I've seen them.
All right. Winging it like a ostrich that thinks it can fly.
They can fly as well.
Fuck off, can they? Do you know how much they weigh?
Do you know how much an aeroplane weighs?
No. Well, on that note, guys, we're flying out. Bye.
Bye.
You got the tickets.
Oh, shit.